When you hear that a million people are under quarantine in Sierra Leone, that should give you some sense of the magnitude of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. As the crisis deepens, there is at least one place in the U.S. where it's hitting home, a church in Sacramento, California. Many of the congregants belong to the area's large Liberian-American community, and a lot of them have lost loved ones to Ebola back home in Liberia. Joe Rubin has our story.
The church is easy to miss. It's nestled in an industrial park near a tire repair shop. But if you're part of Sacramento's Liberian-American community, one of the largest in the U.S., you probably know about the Friends in Jesus African International Church. Inside, about 60 people sing and pray. For years, the church offered refuge for many Liberians who'd escaped the country's long civil war. But now there's another crisis, Ebola. Tim Wula is the pastor. He recently visited family in Liberia and tells me how the disease is changing daily life there, right down to the handshake.
Handshaking in Liberia, we greet with a handshake and a hug. That's ingrained in our culture. Now it's just going away overnight because of Ebola.
These days, his sermons are all about the outbreak.
Amen. Now we got families in Liberia, in Sierra Leone, in Guinea. They're waking up every day. They're afraid to leave the house because if they leave the house, people tell them if they go to town, they might catch Ebola. Amen? And at the same time, they're sitting there hungry. I can go out and find food to eat, and hopefully I don't get Ebola.
After church, cell phones ring and buzz with messages from friends and family in Liberia. One parishioner gets a call with good news. A loved one is okay.
Okay, thank God.
But there's also heartbreaking news. Joelle Chui is a nurse in Sacramento. She's already lost five relatives, all members of a single family back in Monrovia, Liberia's capital. And the surviving three children are very much alone, quarantined in the family home.
Three little kids in the house all by themselves, knowing that the mom is gone, the dad is gone, the older sisters are gone, the brother is gone, and the dad all by themselves.
Another woman here is grieving, Florence Brown. She lost her son to Ebola last month. He was 27, worked hard as a contractor, built houses from scratch, always a hard worker.
So that is the kind of child he was, and he was willing to help anyone at any time.
Brown also found out how her son likely got infected. He was out of work and got desperate.
He was looking for money to feed his two children and his wife.
So he took a job collecting the bodies of Ebola victims. But, she says, he wasn't given the right protective clothing.
So they had no right to even ask anyone without protection to go and get body. Because it was dangerous. Most of them that pick up the dead body, they die.
Brown leads the day's prayer. Another church member, Elwood Jangaba, spends a lot of time in Liberia. He's a missionary, and when he went this summer to check on a health clinic he opened, nothing was working.
In the month of July, the entire healthcare system broke down in Liberia.
Jangaba had to shut down the clinic. The nurses were afraid and weren't equipped to treat Ebola.
They did not know the nature of disease. They did not have the right PPEs to prevent it themselves. And they have
what's a PPE?
It's a personal protective equipment. You know the gown these guys wear. They see the those suits. Yeah, that's the PPE, the personal protective equipment. We didn't have any to be able to protect the staff against the goggles and all that stuff.
The church has responded by gathering donations for medical supplies, food, and clothes. Jangaba says that does help, but he hopes to return to Liberia and reopen his health clinic.
We want to be there for our people. We want to be there for the Liberians. I left my mom there. I have my mom and my brother there. So I still have a heart there to help and be able to see how I can provide some aid or assistance.
Until he can get back, though, Jangaba says he'll keep coming here, to this church in California, to find out how other families are doing and pray that this crisis ends soon. For The World, I'm Joe Rubin, Sacramento.
Bob By the way, that Liberian handshake the pastor mentioned, the one people aren't doing anymore because of Ebola, it can be pretty elaborate. We've posted a video of it at PRI.org.